full-blown civil wars broken out inside America's political left, and more pundits are starting to panic that this is going to ultimately lead to a Trump landslide. And we're going to find out precisely why they're right and why that panic is just getting started. You are not going to want to miss this. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you stay sane in these insane times. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Also, here's your opportunity to tell big tech tyrants where they can stick it. Click on that link below and download our brand new cancel-proof Turley Talks app, and you can sign our special Declaration of Restoration. That's our petition to big tech that declares a new day is dawn. They are no longer in control, and we are taking our nation back. We've already got over 1,000 signatures of courageous patriots, and yours is next. Click on that link below or go to fight.turleytalks.com right now. As many of you saw last night, New York riot police stormed Columbia University. The entire university, of course, has been shut down as protesters took over and barricaded themselves inside an entire building. That is until last night when riot police cleared the building and arrested dozens upon dozens of demonstrators. And it wasn't just Columbia. This was a scene on the campus of the University of Arizona at Tucson where students and riot police clashed as the police moved in on their pro-Palestinian protests. And at Washington University in St. Louis, police there also moved in and disbanded their pro-Palestinian protests, making several arrests. And that appears to have been the relatively coordinated scenes throughout the nation over the last few days, most certainly last night. Now, make no mistake, as we talked about on last night's live stream, this is a bona fide civil war breaking out on the left. Take a look at this tweet from the former press secretary of Bernie Sanders, Breonna Joy Gray. If someone is hurt, that blood will be on Biden's hands. A key here is that these students are emphatically not protesting Trump. They're protesting Biden. They're calling him Genocide Joe. And the legacy media is starting to panic over this. They're starting to realize that these protests could indeed usher in a new conservative era throughout the nation. Listen to this exchange over at MSNBC and tell me they're not panicked.
All of these campus protests had the echo of the 1960s. It feels like an inflection point for the country. We're barreling towards a presidential election. The country feels catastrophically divided on every issue based from basic facts to, you know, an actual policy vision.
We're having a Democratic presidential convention in Chicago.
Yes, well, exactly. Echoes of 1968. And I just wonder, you know, it's hard to imagine that this is this imagery of the NYPD storming Columbia in this moment is not going to reverberate in ways that we cannot yet see across the political divide.
Well, and I think that we should remember what the kind of images of protest disorder did in the late 60s, yeah. Because even as the Vietnam War became increasingly unpopular, so did the anti-war protests. And it was in part the backlash to that, as well as to urban crime, that gave us not just Richard Nixon, but, you know, kind of except for the four-year oasis of Jimmy Carter, kind of unbroken Republican rule until Bill Clinton. So I would expect that, and we're already seeing the backlash to this, but I would expect it to be ferocious.
Yeah, the late 70s were a period of retrenchment. And then 1980 saw Ronald Reagan and a conservative agenda that was fiercer, more focused, and more effective than maybe any other conservative agenda in ways that we're still grappling with to this day. I mean, this, the establishment of the Heritage Foundation, the Federalist Society, any number of right-wing organizations, a master plan to retake the judiciary. I mean, what we saw in the after effect of the Vietnam War was really a brand of conservatism, a new right that the country had never seen before.
Gang, as you know, we look out for each other here on this channel. Your safety and your security is our number one priority. So if you haven't secured the deed to your home as of yet, you need to click on that link below right now and protect yourself and your loved ones. I was absolutely shocked when I found out how easy it is to access the deed to my house, and not just access it, but actually change it. The deed to your home is the only document that proves you own it. But the problem is that the deeds to all our homes are now online. And so criminals are free to find your deed, forge your signature, refile as the new owner of your home, take out tons of loans using your home's equity, and then they just stick you with all the debt. But that's where our good friends over at Home Title Lock come in. Gang, they're simply amazing. Home Title Lock gives you the peace of mind that the deed to your home is absolutely and completely protected 24/7. Click on that link below right now. Use promo code TurleyTalks, and all you got to do is just enter your address for your no obligation home title scan to see if you've already been a victim of deed theft. That's actually a $100 value, absolutely, totally free with my promo code TurleyTalks. Gang, don't wait for the worst to happen, only to regret you didn't do something about it when you could have. Do what I did. Do what countless patriots have done. Click on that link below right now and secure your home today. Now, of course, the legacy media is right to be panicked over this. We talked about this last night on our last night's live stream. We now have data that shows that the Democrat vote is indeed splitting. So the latest Emerson poll of swing states that dropped yesterday, it showed the same pattern we saw in the CNN national poll that dropped over the weekend. That national poll found that when Trump and Biden were head-to-head, Trump had a six-point lead, right, beating him 49-43. But when the other leftist candidates were factored in, Cornel West, RFK, Jill Stein, Trump's national lead jumps to 9 points. So the left is clearly splitting, and we're seeing the same thing with the Emerson swing state poll. So once again, head-to-head, Trump versus Biden, Trump is up 4 in Arizona, he's up 3 in Georgia, he's up 2 in Wisconsin, 2 in Pennsylvania, he's up 5 in North Carolina, and he's up 1 in Michigan and 1 in Nevada. But look at what happens when we bring RFK and the other leftist options into the mix. Look at this. Now Trump is up in Wisconsin by 5. He was up by 2 head-to-head. He's up by 4 in Pennsylvania. He was up only 2 head-to-head. Look at this. He's up 9 in North Carolina. 9, gang. He's up 5 in Nevada. He was only up 1 head-to-head. He's up 6 in Georgia, and he's up 4 in Arizona. Moreover, to make matters even worse, the policy strategist for AFG Investments, Greg Valliere, he's warning that Biden's decline in support among young voters is reaching catastrophic proportions. He's lost 5 points in the last several weeks with young voters, and he's now trailing even with Latinos and with Black voters. So if Biden's support continues to crater among those three key demographics, gang, it's over. According to this analyst, it is. There's no way he can win. And again, this analyst is sounding the alarm that it looks like it's too late to win, particularly young voters, back into Biden's camp. So all this is to say that the legacy media is quite right to be panicked here. There is a civil war breaking out inside America's left, and that civil war may indeed cost the Democrats, not just the election this November, but a number of elections in the foreseeable future.